Hey, it is a quarter to ten at Sky Sports Radio. We're going to try and find a few winners now. Racing Sports, Simon Adopoulos, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm well. Brad Gray's with us as well. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, gents. Looking forward to it. Should be a good day. We've got the sun blazing. Hopefully a couple of winners and happy days.
All right, now we're going to open up race two. You both like one in race two. Simon, we'll let you go first.
Yeah, I'm guessing we're on the same horse, or I'll be surprised if we're not. Hard not to be, I think, with Lundberg here. Yeah, we are. Yeah, good. Playing a pretty straight bat tomorrow for me, Rose Hill. The way I've tipped today, I think they're short, but I think they're pretty good things. So we kick off with Lundberg, who obviously was a good winner first up at Canterbury. He was the only horse to defy the bias that day when he won, and obviously came out and franked that performance when he was just far too good. He was dominant last start, returned a new career peak, and they resisted the temptation to run him in the Magic Millions in the Guineas there. Ronnie Quinton, obviously there was a bit of a mix-up that he was accepted for the race, but they've held him back, given him the 2 weeks between runs. Kieran McAvoy takes over from Hugh Bowman on the weekend, and while drawn out, he just looks to come across and land into the gun spot, possibly outside the lead, if not a pair further back. But it's hard to see him not taking another step forward there. Obviously, only lightly raced, trending the right way. Takes on a few last start winners on Saturday, but fairly confident he's got plenty in the locker. So happy to be with him. I think he's comfortably one of the better bets on the program. Race two, number two, Lundberg.
Brad, you're the same. Both of you just got a lock on Lundberg.
Yeah, I am. I'm very similar to Simon in terms of how I see the card. There's a few tricky races, but I think if you pick the eyes out of it, there's a couple that certainly look really hard to beat, and this bloke is one of them. When you do your form, you can kind of do it backwards. You see a favourite, you want to poke a few holes and see if there's something at a bit of odds to beat it, but I can't find a legitimate danger. He only has to maintain his form to be winning again. The differences between this and last start, he goes up 1.5 kilos, and instead of just taking on the three-year-olds, he's got a couple of four-year-olds in there too, so... Simon pretty much nailed it. I think he's clearly the horse to beat in the race, and I wouldn't be surprised if he starts a little bit shorter. I think he's getting about $2.20 at the moment. I see him starting closer to the red, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's $1.90 come jump. So clearly the horse to beat, and I'm with him as well. Race two, number two, Lundberg.
All right, now Simon, you're off to race five next.
Yeah, again, taking with the favourite. Agree, Brad, tomorrow you look at the favourites and for a majority of the card, I would find, and I wouldn't say I necessarily like them, but then when you try and go away from them and find something to beat them, it's pretty tricky. So Warwick Farm was a horror show on Wednesday for favourite punters, and I think the bookies got the lot there. So I'm hoping Rose Hill does play a bit straighter on the weekend and we can get a bit back. And I think Bonhomme, I think he is the best bet of the day. Lundberg, obviously, hard to beat, but at the price, I think Bonhomme is the one you want to be with. He's flying, this horse. He won very well first up at the course and distance, and then again took a good step forward when beating Jorda there, and then I thought he was game in defeat at Warwick Farm behind Easy Eddie. Went up in the weights there, carried 60 kilos and bumped into a few pretty good horses there. Obviously four subsequent winners have come out of it. Easy Eddie, still not sure how he got beat yesterday, but another game performance. That horse is flying and clearly brings the best form into the race, and similar to his run two back, he just looks to get the gun run. I think he looks to track the speed for Kieran McAvoy, who takes over for Glyn Schofield. I love the fact he's kept fresh. The 4 weeks between runs, 28 days, back to Rose Hill, back to 1,100 metres. Just ticks all the boxes on speed figures. He's got his rivals covered. Happy to take the price on offer. I think he starts shorter. And I think after 100, 200 metres, when Kieran's just smoking the pipe in behind the speed, you wouldn't want to be on any other horse. So Bonhomme, clearly the best bet of the day for me tomorrow. Race five, number two, Bonhomme.
All right, then we go to race six for you, Brad.
Yeah, Sweet Scandal. She's one of these horses that just makes her own luck out in front. It was interesting to hear Chris Waller last start in the post-race. He said what had gone wrong in the previous two starts is they were just riding her too pretty. She's a mare that responds better with that ugly ride. Just get her rolling out in front, and she can run home in some reasonable time at the end of the races, which makes them very hard to beat. And that's the way she maps here. I think she'll land straight there. I was watching with interest to see what Richard Leet was doing with the Pharaoh. He's going to run Saturday, so he's scratched from Canterbury tonight, which adds a little bit of spice to it in terms of speed, but I don't think it'll worry you too much. Even if she just parks in behind, that horse coming from its wide draw, I don't think that'll be too much of an issue. What we saw from her last start was she stacked them up and then sprinted home in some good time, her last 600 metres. I see this setting up pretty similar to that. I imagine in time, She's the type of mare that could potentially be running in black type, so she's still got a few grades to skip before she gets to that, so we'll just keep following on the way through. That's race 6, number 2, Sweet Scandal.
And Robbie Dolan on board, he's having a terrific run, isn't he?
Isn't he what? Yeah, he's flying at the moment. He's nipping at Sam Weatherly's heels. I think a lot of punters out there thought that it was a foregone conclusion, this apprentice title, but he's going to make it very interesting.
All right, now we go to the ninth. Simon, what do you like?
Yeah, with Nikki's gold in the last, similar with a back marker, you're always going to have to shut your eyes and hope for the best. But I think this mare, she's clearly airborne, this preparation. All four runs have been very, very good. She was a sectional star, first up behind Seasons, and then the way the race was run, second up at Rose Hill, she finished seventh, but only beaten 2.5 lengths. Again, her run was very good, and she confirmed that at Warwick Farm at her next start, bolting in on the heavy track over the 1400, and then last start at the Kenzo, to be beaten only 2 lengths. Her run was enormous behind Mercurial Lad. Given the way the track was playing, to come from where she did to finish third, she's clearly in career best form. I think the return, obviously, to Rose Hill is a big push for her tomorrow. She's going to get back. That's her, obviously, her racing pattern, so that's always a bit of a concern. But there looks to be good speed engaged in the race. I was happy when I printed out the official speed map from Racing New South Wales that they've got a fast early speed and looks to be a good battle for the speed up front. So if that's the case, should allow Nikki's gold to get into it. She's drawn barrier 8, so I'm hoping she can settle a bit closer than what she did last start, or just be a bit more urgent early. And if she can get into a better position and within striking distance and allowed to work home into it, obviously by the last race we'll have a good idea of how the track's playing. Rail in the true firm track, Rose Hill, obviously I think it is the fairest track in Sydney, so generally tempo related how the races are run. So if they are putting the speed on up front, I think Nikki's goal can certainly work home over the top of them. On her form this time in, I think she should be favourite. It's just she's a back marker, so that's why we're getting a bit of a price, and more than happy to back her each way. I'll be surprised if she's not in the finish. Race 9, number 4, Nikki's gold.
And the interesting thing is she's by Nakoni and bred to go real quick, and has actually been placed over 2,000. So that just goes,
yeah, she's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cozzy. Not always, obviously with breeding doesn't always mean what you think it'll mean and how it'll work out, but Gary Portelli's certainly doing a great job with her, and that's a tricky thing with back markers. Their form can often look patchy. They sometimes get in races where they're just not run to suit. But look, her performance last time the Kenzo was enormous. The way the track played, I was surprised she finished as close as she did. So she's flying. I just hope she gets the race run to suit there tomorrow. I think she'll be in the finish.
All right. Now, Brad, you like one of the ninth as well. Is it Nikki's gold, or have you found something else?
No, I found something else. It wouldn't be a Friday show if we didn't disagree on at least one race.
Yeah,
we've got to save it for lucky last. That's right. I'm with the toppy, Reflectivity. I think he's a horse that's just worth another chance. There's no denying that he was a little bit disappointing there last start, but the market seemed to get it spot on. If it's rock solid here, I think that's a pretty good lead. Coming back to Rose Hill, I think he's really in this horse's favour. He seems to do his best racing there. Before that last start little blip, his form was rock solid. He beat Turnberry, who we know has come out and franked that form, the Organza form. There's nothing wrong with that two back, so I think he's a horse that's in career best form, and if we just forgive him that and take the odds, drops back in grade here. Brock Ryan knows the horse really well now, and I know that you did say that there is a bit of speed this time, but there's a scratching this morning. King Tom Lola has come out for Gerald Ryan, so that just takes away a little bit of spice. So even though there is still a bit of speed, I see this horse just tucking in behind, certainly getting its chance, drawing a nice gate there in 3, and will be doing its best work late. So, as I say, although it was a little bit disappointing in the last start, I think we can give it another chance in a really suitable race there in the lucky last. That's race 9, number 1, Reflectivity.
All right, now Simon, let's recap your 3.
Yeah, race 2, number 2, Lungberg. Race 5, number 2, Bonhomie. And come home in the last, race 9, number 4, Nikki's Gold. I'll be taking the all up Lungberg into Bonhomie early though. I'm pretty confident they will both be winning, and hopefully Nikki's gold, as you mentioned, a back marker. You need the race run to suit, but if she does, I think she'll be hard to beat.
Well, right, Brad, let's recap your 3 that you like.
Yeah, Lungberg for me, race 2, number 2, Sweet Scandal, race 6, number 2, and then we'll come home in the last, race 9, number 1, Reflectivity. I just want to know if Simon got the early price bottom me. I saw I think Tab bet $3.40. Were you quick enough?
No, I'm never quick enough anymore, Brad. I certainly miss the early price. Hopefully, when the early bird special's on today?
I reckon they will be after midday. I'll find out, but normally is midday. We'll check and see.
Well, surely the pockets at the tab are certainly lined after Wednesday. They'd have to give a few extra twists, wouldn't they, today? They got all the money on Wednesday. Surely they can help out the punters today and push a few more.
You just love someone who's generous, don't you?
Yeah. They've got it. They've got... No, I think, yeah, bottom me, I missed the early price, but I think we'll see what they do better after midday.
All right, terrific. Good on you, guys. Simon, Brad, we'll talk to you through the week.
Thanks, Gozzy.
Simon Zanopoulos, Brad Gray. It is 5 to 10 at Sky Sports Radio.